With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
John Heyman.
Feels like an Arby's night.
MLB Network Insider. WFAN New York. Larry David Enthusiast. At John Heyman on Twitter.
Pretty good.
John Heyman.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. John Heyman joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys.
It is a very curious time in the fine city of Chicago because we are still waiting to find out who officially will be the Cubs manager, while suspecting that the Cubs manager may be David Ross.
Yeah, I think so. I thought Theo may have given a tell when he was asked about the prospective managers, and he called David Ross Rossi. So showed a little familiarity there. I felt like this is his guy. I mean, we had Dayton Moore on the Big Time Baseball podcast on radio.com yesterday, and he talked about how important it is for the manager and general manager to get along. They talk every day many times, and it's important to have that relationship, and it feels like Theo already has that relationship with David Ross, so he seems to be the guy. Early on, we felt that way, except that I wasn't sure whether he wanted to do the job. Now he's doing the interview, so we can think he wants the job. So that's the guy, I believe. You've got to give the Cubs credit for having guys in-house who are they like as potential manager candidates. Mark Loretta, and who's going to probably get an interview in San Diego as well, as a guy who makes sense and could do it. And Will Venable as well, worked for Theo, then was the first base coach. So Kansas City has four guys they're going to interview. I think we all think Mike Matheny's going to get that job. Cubs have three. I'm not sure if they're doing outside interviews too, but we got to think at this point Dave Ross is the guy.
I'll give him credit when it works, John.
Exactly.
You know,
fair enough.
When Joe Girardi talked to us last week, he sounded like a guy that, you know, he refuted some of the ideas and the perception of him being, you know, averse to analytics. And I thought he really made a strong impression, and he is interviewing for the job this week. I expect Rossi to be the guy too. I think we both have talked about that, but do you think that if Girardi goes through this process that, you know, they will look at him as a guy they couldn't get along with? Or how would that work? Let's just, hypothetically speaking, if he has still got a chance to get this job, could he get along with the front office?
He could. Oh, you know, it's we don't know that. He got along with the Yankees for 10 years. So, now you hear things like, well, he wasn't getting along with this player or that player or the front office. It was a little bit strained, but Madden only lasted 5 years with the Cubs, and Girardi 10 years in New York. So, for all people saying that he's not getting along with this guy or that guy, he was there for 10 years. Now in Florida, and you can ask David Sampson, I think you're talking to him. My understanding is, you know, he only lasted 1 year. We know that, and of course, Loria got blamed for it. But it did seem like he had strained relationships with a few people in the front office after 1 year. But it seemed like he learned from that experience and did much better getting along in New York. Excuse me. I think the knock that he's analytics, not analytics, is not fair. I mean, this guy was a tech guy at Northwestern. Excuse me. He's a numbers guy. I think that's a little silly. So I don't believe that. You hear that about Joe Madden, too. Well, Madden was one of the first managers who was into analytics and the shift and all that in Tampa. So I don't think that's fair on Madden either, but certainly it seems like front offices like managers that they can tell what to do right now. So, I mean, that's not just the Cubs. That's every front office.
Yeah, it's fascinating to see the way this whole managerial thing is breaking down around baseball. And, you know, I understand they don't want some big story to break while the World Series is going on. But we are still waiting to see if the Cubs will interview Joe Espada or if somebody else is going to jump in on that. The Mets, I believe, were rumored to be interested in him. Why, if you really want to hire Ross, why go through the whole process? Why bring in Joe Girardi? Why break down different guys?
Well, first of all, you want to be sure. Second of all, you're supposed to look at all candidates, certainly including minorities. The Cubs have a very good one there with Venable, so they don't have any issue. But, I mean, the Angels, for instance, it looks like it's a fait accompli at this point that Madden will get that job. We all know that Madden wants that job. We all know that Artie Moreno, the owner of the Angels, wants to hire him. They fired a manager after 1 year and said only great things about Brad Ausmus when they fired him. So it seemed weird. It seemed like, well, they must have somebody in mind who they think is better. So we kind of know. I think MLB wants the focus on the game. So one thing they like to do is have the if there are manager firings or hirings, they like it to be in the morning away from the games. They like it to be on days when there are no games, preferably, or maybe one game. I think there's only one game today, right? So, maybe today is a day for a managerial firing. Tomorrow there will be two games, and then there might be no games the day after that, so maybe that's the day. You know, we can all guess what they want, but they want to focus on the games, and the games have been very good, and that's understandable, and I think that's the way it is. But it's very weird where we're pretty sure Madden's going to be the Angels manager. I feel fairly confident Matheny's going to be the Royals manager. I'm pretty confident it's going to be Ross with the Cubs, and so we have seven openings, but we kind of know the three of them are, but nobody's really said it yet. So it's a little bit of a weird situation right now.
John, you mentioned
the Phillies still are holding it. We don't know exactly. Gabe Kapler, I was in contact with him last night. He hasn't heard yet, and so he's kind of hanging out there wondering what they're going to do. It looked like for sure they were going to change managers, and now we're not so sure. The front office is in favor of keeping him, and it appears the owner is surveying the players, and I think he's fairly well-liked among the players, so it seems like Kapler has a chance. One request I have for them is that they don't fire Gabe Kapler on Yom Kippur. Brad Ausmus was fired on Rosh Hashanah. We don't want to lose the two Jewish managers on the two Jewish holidays. But any other day, fine with me.
It's a fair enough request. John, you mentioned David Sampson, and we're talking to him in a few minutes, a former president of the Marlins who was in the news because of what he said about Jerry Reinsdorf and the advice that he shared publicly that Jerry Reinsdorf gave him, I think it was 18 years ago, about finishing second and dangling the carrot in front of fans. What did you make of those comments, and what kind of guy is David Sampson in your view?
David Sampson, well, he's a very, very smart guy, and he's a guy who's willing to go out there and say what he believes, and he's the guy who's going to talk, so he's a good guest. You're going to like him as a guest, and, he's a regular in Florida, does the CBS stuff, and he does CBS sports.com down there, and he's on there with Dan Lebatard, and he's an interesting cat. He does movie reviews and all sorts of stuff, and he'll say whatever's on his mind. I didn't actually catch, what did he say about Reinsdorf? I'm sorry about
yeah,
that.
He basically said that Jerry gave him a piece of advice when he was starting out, and that was that you should finish in second place. It makes everybody, the fan base will believe you have a shot. It'll keep all the people in. Dangle the carrot is what Jerry told
me. Well, David Sampson's an honest guy, so I believe he said it. Do we know Jerry said it in jest, or what was happening when he said it? Did he have a couple drinks with
He doesn't recall having said it.
I don't know, but I don't think David Sampson makes things up, so I believe it. I'll believe that he said it, but you can ask him. He'll tell you exactly what how he said it. He will not be dishonest about it. I can tell you that.
Would this damage Jerry's legacy? That seems to be what the concern is. And Jerry was – the Sox came out with a release where Jerry doesn't recall the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And then various people have been defending Jerry, and various Sox fans have been tearing their hair out over it.
I love Chicago that everybody's up in arms about this conversation that happened
18 years ago.
I love it. I love it. They have to issue a statement, and you bringing them on now. I love that. I love it about Chicago.
John, we're looking at the playoffs. I'm loving the Dodgers series with the Nationals, and I just don't know how much more the Nationals can squeeze out of that pitching rotation. Maybe Strasburg has one more great game in him. Is it possible? I have to ask this because it's so crazy. Could Scherzer pitch in Game 5? Is that out of the question?
Maybe an inning. I think the plan is Strasburg, who's really been great in postseasons. I know we all remember him as the guy who didn't pitch in the 2012, coming off of the Tommy John, and, of course, the front office got the bulk of the blame. But whenever he has pitched, he's been fabulous. So I expect Strasburg to pitch a good game, and I think they have Corbin lined up, who's historically been good against the Dodgers, got killed in Game 3, so I could see possibly an inning for Scherzer. they can get, if they beat the Dodgers, that'd be fantastic for the Nats. They've never got past the division series, even though they were favored in the previous ones. This one, they're the underdog. To win on the road and be the underdog would be incredible for them. I worry about getting through all these rounds with they have three great starters, and they have two guys in the bullpen they trust. To get through all these rounds, I think, is basically near to impossible. Certainly they can win this one game, though, because if you've got Strasburg pitching, he's certainly one of the best three or four clutch pitchers, postseason pitchers that are going now. So I can see them winning this game, winning this series, but to get all the way and win the World Series with a staff that's basically very top-heavy, I think it's going to be tough for them.
Has anything surprised you about these playoffs, John?
Yeah, well, the Dodgers were the team that I picked for the World Series, so I'm pretty concerned with them 2-2 and Strasburg. So are the Yankees, Minnesota? No, that was predictable.
Right.
Something goes on there where there's certain teams that cannot beat the Yankees, historically, the Twins are at the top of that list. The Indians have been. They've been a good team lately. And as you guys know, the White Sox not that great against the Yankees either. I want to rub it in. So that's certainly not predictable. Houston, I think, is the best team on paper. So up 2-1, that's not a shock. Greinke had a rough game. That's a little bit surprising. But, I think the series, yesterday, the series really, the playoffs turned great because it looked like we had a shot, and we did have a shot to end all four of them in one day, and only one of them ended, the one that I think nobody figured Minnesota was going to win anyway. So it's great that there's still suspense in three of them, although I think we'll be shocked if Houston is eliminated.
Great stuff, John. As always, really appreciate your time.
Thanks, John.
All right. Great talking to you guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.